Hare Hare. श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जय राधा जय कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण जय गौर निताय जय गौर निताय गौर निताय जय गौर निताय जय प्रभुपद श्रील प्रभुपद प्रभुपद श्रील प्रभुपद प्रभु जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिग्राज काचार्य अभय चरणा रविंद्र भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इष्कान फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्री डिवाइन श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर के प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवा सदि गौर भक्तवृंद के श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंडगिरी गोवर्धन के श्री वृंदावन धाम के श्री श्री नवदीप मायापुर धाम के श्रीमती तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की गंगा जमुना माई के गौर प्रेमानंदे हरिनाम संकीर्तन के श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर जी के श्री गौर श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम के गौरताय के श्रील प्रभुपाद के ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी ऑल गुरुन गौरांग के जय श्रील प्रभुपाद ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन्वैषमांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेशगोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तु ते तप्तकाञ्चनगौराङ्गी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय नमो महाबदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कांटो थर्ड चैप्टर 9 ब्रह्माज प्रेयर फॉर क्रिएटिव एनर्जी इंटाइटल चैप्टर एंड टेक्स्ट We are going to read to the 16. Is it okay? Please repeat after me. Yo va aham cha girsasya vihum swayam cha. Sthituddhava pralahe tava atma moolam. भित्वा त्रिपाद वबृधे एक उरु प्ररोह तस्मै नमो भगवते भुवन द्रुमाय यो वा अहम् च गीर्षस्य विभुं स्वयं च स्थुद्भव प्रलय भे तव आत्ममूलम् भित्वा त्रिपाद बबृध एक उरु प्ररोह तस्मै नमो भगवते भुवनद्रुमाय यो वा अहम् च गीर्षस्य विभुं स्वयं च स्थिति उद्भव प्रलय हे तव आत्ममूलम् भित्वा त्रिपाद बबृधक एक उरु प्रहोरोह तस्मै नमो भगवते भुवनद्रुमाय
Tasmai namo bhagavate bhuvanadrumaya पुरुषायां च
also Shiva, Vibhu, the Almighty, Swayam, personality as Vishnu, Cha and Sthiti, maintenance, Udbhava, creation, Pralaya, dissolution, Hetavaha, the causes, Atmamulam, self-rooted, Bhitva, having penetrated, Tripa, three trunks, Vabhrdhe, grieve, Ekaha, one without a second, Uru, many, Praroha, branches, Tasmai, unto him, Namaha, of senses, Bhagavate, unto the personality of Godhead, भुवन द्रुमाय अन टू द थ्री ऑफ द प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम अन टू ट्री ऑफ द प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम ट्रांसलेशन एंड कॉर्पोरेट वर्स प्रभुपाद योर लॉर्डशिप इज द प्राइम रूट ऑफ ट्री ऑफ द प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम दिस ट्री हैव ग्रोन बाय फर्स्ट पेनिट्रेटिंग द मटेरियल नेचर इन थ्री ट्रंक्स एज मी शिवा एंड यू द ऑलमाइटी फॉर क्रिएशन मेंटेनेंस एंड डिसोल्यूशन एंड वी थ्री हैव ग्रोन विथ मेनी ब्रांचेस देयरफॉर आई ऑफर माय ऑब्सेंसेस अनटू यू द ट्री ऑफ द कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन पर्पल द कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन इज ग्रॉसली डिवाइडेड इंटू थ्री वर्ड्स द अपर लोअर एंड मिडिल प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम एंड देन इट ब्रॉडन इंटू कॉस्मस ऑफ 14 प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम्स विद द मेंटेनेंस ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड एज द सुप्रीम रूट मटेरियल नेचर विच अपीयर्स टू बी द कॉज ऑफ द कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन इज ओनली द एजेंसी आर एनर्जी ऑफ द लॉर्ड दिस इज कन्फर्म इन भगवद गीता 9:10 मयाध्यक्षेण प्रकृति सूयते सचराचरम ओनली अंडर द सुप्रिटेंडेंस ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड डज मटेरियल नेचर अपीयर टू बी द कॉज ऑफ ऑल क्रिएशन मेंटेनेंस एंड सोल्यूशन द लॉर्ड एक्सपेंड्स हिमसेल्फ इंटू थ्री विष्णु ब्रह्मा एंड शिव for maintenance, creation and destruction respectively. Of these three principal agents controlling the three modes of material nature, Vishnu is the Almighty. Vishnu is the Almighty even though he is within material nature for the purpose of maintenance. He is not controlled by laws of material nature. The other two, Brahma and Shiva, although almost as greatly powerful as Vishnu, are within the control of material energy of the Supreme Lord. The conception of many gods controlling the many departments of material nature is ill-conceived by the foolish pantheist. God is one without a second and he is the primal cause of all causes. As there are many departmental heads of government affairs, so there are many heads of management of the universal affairs. Due to a poor fund of knowledge, the impersonalist does not believe in the personal management of things as they are. But in this verse, it is clearly explained that everything is personal and nothing is impersonal. We have already discussed this point in the introduction, and it is confirmed here in this verse. The tree of the material manifestation is described in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita as an Ashwatth tree, whose root is upward. We have actual experience of such a tree when we see a shadow of the tree on the bank of a reservoir of water. The reflection of the tree on the water appears to hang down from its upward roots. The tree of creation described here is only a shadow of the reality which is Parabrahman, Vishnu. In the internal potential manifestation of the Vaikuntha, the actual tree exists. And the tree reflected in the material nature is only the shadow of this actual tree. The impersonalist, therefore, the impersonalist theory that Brahma is void of all variegatedness is false, because the shadow tree described in Bhagavad Gita can't exist without being the reflection of a real tree. The real tree is situated in the eternal existence of a spiritual nature, full of transcendental varieties, and Lord Vishnu is the root of that tree also. The root is the same, the Lord, both for the real tree and the false. But the false tree is only the perverted reflection of the real tree. The Lord, being the real tree, is here offered offerings by Brahma on his own behalf and also on behalf of Lord Shiva. So here, this subject matter and continuation of the same subject matter. Brahma, Lord Brahma, Brahmaji offering offerings to Lord Vishnu. So we will come to this verse before. In beginning of this canto, their description given, there's very celebrated conversation between Vidur and Maitreji. They were seated in Haridwar. Vidurji was inquiring. So first Vidurji inquired from Maitreya Rishi. His question was related to creation, how creation took place. Srishti, how creation came into existence. So Vidurji, Maitreya Rishi, was giving answer. So in due course of replying, talking about the process of creation, how creation come into existence, Maitreya Rishi described about the creator. First, his question was about creation, but describing creation, he has described, but he also wanted to describe Maitreya Muni about creator, how the creator, at least secondary creator, Brahma, came into existence. And very clearly in Srimad Bhagavatam, of course, this chapter, this described that this whole cosmic manifestation, everything was submerged in the vast water of Garbhodakshai, Garbhodakshayosan. It was there. And from there, Lord was lying on the bed of serpent, on Sheshnag. From the navel of Lord Vishnu, Garbhodakshai Vishnu, a lotus sprouted. And as soon as lotus came into existence, they were very brilliant. So whole, previously everything was in dark, everywhere dark, but as soon as the lotus sprouted and came, first of all, this lotus illuminated everything. Whole water was completely illuminated simply by presence of lotus. And then on the top of lotus flower, in the center of lotus flower, Brahma saw that he was sitting. Only Brahma could realize that I am sitting on the top of lotus flower, in the middle of the lotus flower. And then Brahma was not knowing anything about it, as a first created living being. And he started to look in all four directions by moving his neck here and there. So since he was moving his neck or one face in all four directions, so he got four face. The forehead, one head, two eyes, but since he was looking all four directions, so everywhere, three more head, three more face came into existence. So he become four-headed Brahma. Then Brahma could not understand what is happening, why. He could not understand of the who I am sitting on the top of the lotus flower. What is my origin? From here, what is source of my birth? From here I have come. And how come this lotus flower came into existence? So he was contemplative thinking, but he could not figure out anything. Eventually Brahma decided to find out the root of the lotus flower. The lotus flower resting, there must be some base, some fundamental base for the flower, lotus flower. That is, because in one sense, I am the lotus flower origin of Brahma. Brahma was thinking that lotus flower must have some origin, some base, some where the lotus flower resting. So he entered by the stem of the lotus flower. The tiny holes were there in the middle. So Lord Brahma entered in the water through the stem of the lotus flower. And for Bhagavatam described for hundreds of years, with very big speed of mind, he was going down, he wanted to search out what is the root, with a speed of mind for 100 celestial years, went down. But one point he could not find out the root, could not find out the base of the lotus flower. And one time he got some, like since 100 years he was in the water, so like suffocation, he got some breathing trouble. He could not maintain without taking air. So he became frustrated and immediately again came out from lotus flower, from the water. Again sat on the middle of lotus flower. And then, where this description he described, he could not find out. He could not find out source of his own birth, source of the lotus flower. So here this person is described, Prabhupada writes that the purport of those sanctions, that by our personal endeavor, we can know the Krishna, we can know the Supreme Personality of Krishna. Krishna, we can know Krishna only by the help of bhakti. Bhaktya mam abhijanati javan yasyatmi tattvata. Bhagavad Gita describes Krishna as being that Krishna can be known through bhakti. Brahmaji tries his level best, his personal effort, endeavor, but he was completely towards him frustrated. He could not know anything. Then he sat on the top, again on the top of lotus flower, and he started meditation. He went into deep samadhi. For he was not knowing anything, not about himself, or what is this, what is the creation. But when he was deep meditation, in trance, in samadhi, one point he felt all the truth was revealed in his heart. Tene brahma hridaya yadi kavayo. All knowledge was completely revealed. And in his trance, in meditation, he was able to see Vishnu lying on the Garbhodakshay Samudra. And from the navel of the Vishnu, the lotus has sprouted, and on the top of lotus where I have taken birth. So everything. And then he saw such a beautiful form of Krishna Vishnu. Many verses talks about the beautiful transcendental form of Lord Vishnu. Brahma was able to see, Brahma was in his meditation. And then one point, Brahmaji started praying the Lord, prayer. He realized everything, not by his personal endeavor, personal effort, but since he surrendered, that I could not know on my own my effort, so he takes shelter of the Lord. That time he was not clear what, how Lord looks like. So in trance he saw, and he has described, Brahma has described very beautiful form of Krishna. Very nice. A description about Anantashesh, the serpent, about that bed where Vishnu was lying and his form, transcendental form. So now this verse also talks about Brahma. Brahma first realization, and then Brahma started to speak. He just speaking the many glorify Lord. In this particular verse, he said, Tasmai namo bhagavate bhuvana durmaya. Bhuvan means material existence, sansar. Durma means tree. Now I am offering my respectful obeisances to the tree of material existence, tree of cosmic manifestation. Lord is here described as a tree, tree of root of cosmic manifestation. Tasmai namo bhagavate bhuvan. Bhuvan means cosmic manifestation. Druma means tree. I offer my respectful obeisances to the tree. Bhuvan, tree, that tree is the root cause of cosmic manifestation. So here in this four parts, Srila Prabhupada mentioned that what is the root cause of this material existence? So it is many places in Srimad Bhagavatam is described that Lord, of course, Lord Vishnu, his potency has transformed, his potency has transformed in the cosmic manifestation. It is the whole cosmic manifestation, material world, nature. People in general, if superficially we see, we understand that nature is, Prakriti is the cause of material manifestation, cosmic manifestation. Yeah, superficially, outward, you see the nature, everything. we don't see the hands of Lord, hands of Vishnu doing anything. So if superficially, but actually, Lord is, Vishnu is a real creator, cause of this cosmic manifestation. Root cause of cosmic manifestation, material universe, material creation is Vishnu. And again, Vishnu is pervaded everywhere. Anantarastha paramadu chayantarastha. Vishnu, Krishna is situated everywhere. In every single atom of creation, Vishnu is there. He is situated. An example in Srimad Bhagavatam, many places is given. And the fire, hiding its burning power and its illuminating power. Fire is there, present in the wood, firewood. Every single item of the wood, firewood, fire is situated, hiding its burning potency. Burning potency there in water, fire, but it has hide this unmanifested form of burning potency and same time illuminating potency. Fire has many characteristics. One is burning, taap, heat emanating from fire, and one illuminating power, making light. Hiding, fire hiding its burning potency and illuminating potency is pervaded, present in the firewood. Similarly, Krishna, Vishnu, is also present in every single atom of the creation. So he is present, it doesn't mean that creation is Krishna, Lord. Prabhupada is talking pantheist. Pantheist theory, they certain that Guru, they maintain that in a total, the supreme reality and this nature, they are identical. There is no separate existence of Krishna, God, behind this creation. Means nature and so-called supreme reality, they are identical, they are no different. That reason why this is God. All the cosmic resources is God. Sarvam khalu idam brahma. Veda also sir. But it is not. The cosmic manifestation, material creation is transformation of Krishna energy. Krishna energy is a different idea. It has transformed himself, transformed itself in the cosmic manifestation. So in one sense, since energy and energetic are not different, identical, in that sense we can say that sarvam khalu idam, everything existing we have seen, it is God, supreme reality, but actually it is not. They say cow and cow milk. Cow milk is potency or energy of cow. So in one sense the milk is the or cow dung is energy or potency of cow. So therefore we could not conclude, we can't come to a conclusion then dung or cow milk is cow. Though in one sense you can say this is also cow because it is part of cow energy. So similarly, Krishna energy has manifested or transformed itself in the form of cosmic manifestation. However, Brahmaji here talks about in the form of a tree, a whole universal tree, whole cosmic manifestation here. Brahmaji talks about in the form of a tree. And Brahmaji also talks that in order to creation, maintenance and destruction, Lord himself has manifested himself, taking three forms, Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesha. Brahmaji for creation, Vishnu, Lord Vishnu for maintenance, and Shiva for destruction. Though Prabhupada here talks that Shiva and Brahma, almost equally potent, powerful Vishnu, but still the Vishnu is the supreme personality of Godhead, while maintaining the cosmic manifestation, Vishnu is not controlled by material laws of material nature. Whereas Shiva and Brahma, they are controlled by the laws of material nature. They are under control. So, Brahmaji said, so Krishna manifests himself, expands himself in three parts, Brahma, Vishnu or Mahesh. But Vishnu is almighty, he is Krishna, he is Lord. He is not controlled by material, or these are controlled by. And then Brahmaji also say then, usually we know that grossly this material cosmic manifestation is divided in gross in three parts, upper, lower and middle, and in detail 14 bhuvan, 14 planetary system, many branches, sub-branches. So, the Lord is present everywhere. Brahmaji is trying to explain this part that Lord Vishnu is present everywhere. And in Srimad Bhagavatam later part, we will see the Srimad Bhagavatam described that Yadatu Sarvhuteshu Darushagni Vastitam Pratikchachita Mam Loko Jahyatisam. A living entity, the moment he see the presence of Krishna, he see that Krishna is present in whole, all creation, everywhere. Similarly, jaise darusu agni eva, as fire is present in firewood, or any wood, fire is present in firewood. The only thing that it has hiding is a burning potency and illuminating potency. The similar way, Krishna is also present. And when people in general, any living being, he realized that he see, feel, perceive the presence of Krishna everywhere. Pratikshate mam loko jahya tarhiva kasma. The moment he realizes that Krishna is present everywhere, hiding his transcendental potency, the people become freed from influence of ignorance immediately. So Krishna is present everywhere. Doesn't mean that cosmic manifest creation is Krishna. It is Krishna energy. Krishna energy has transformed into cosmic manifestation, and Lord is situated in every single atom of creation there, living there. So once we realize, we become free from the ignorance. The moment a living being sees me present in all the elements, he is freed from the impurity of his ignorance. So Brahmaji here, you are universal tree, or say Bhuvan tree, or a Sansar tree, yes, universal tree. You are a tree, universal tree, and I am offering my respectful offerings to that tree, Krishna, you. So Brahmaji in basically offering his offerings, and also we know that at this point, though Brahma becomes self-realized, he knew everything, and he is in trance, his samadhi, he was able to see Krishna face to face. But towards the end of this period, Lord Vishnu appeared face to face. Again, not only in the trance, not in meditation, but Krishna, visible Krishna was standing next to Brahmaji, in front of Brahma, and he pacified Lord Vishnu, my dear Brahma, don't worry. You are created by me, and same time I have imparted all, I have revealed all knowledge unto you. Tene Brahma Hridaya Yadi Kave. Simply by sankalp, resolve, Krishna desired, Vishnu desired that Brahma should be self-realized, he should know everything. Immediately, simply by desire, simply by sankalp of Vishnu, he become illuminated, he is a self-realized person. But again, Krishna appeared in front of him, Vishnu appeared in front of him, and he said that, he encouraged Lord Brahman, you start your creation. So how Brahma started creation, that is next chapter we will describe. How Brahma was in charge for creation. No, he was not the root cause of creation, but he is like a cancer. All elements, Bhumi, Rapo, Nalo, Vayu, Kham, Mano, Buddhi, all these were created by Lord Himself. All material was there. So Brahma is like design engineer for this cosmic manifestation. Yes. Create a human form, of human body, then he put two eyes, two ears, and two legs, and he created such a way that they can walk without the help of any support. So it is expertise of Brahma cow is a four-footed and then she has balanced, when they are walking, they balance themselves. Human being, they are balanced simply by two legs. So Brahma is not the prime creator, main creator, original creator. He is a next creator. And it's better to say he's a design engineer. All material were there, he put together and created this cosmic manifestation. So Brahma is here basically talking them. Namo Bhagavate Bhuvana Durmaya. You are the Krishna, you are the root cause of this cosmic manifestation, cosmic creation, and same time you are also present in every single atom of creation. So I offering my respectful offerings unto you. I think I should. Okay.
Time for question.
Yeah.
Hari Bol, thank you so much, Maharaj. I learned so much when I hear your classes. This will be a comment, but we'll make it into a question by at the end of the comment. I'll ask if you agree with it, so then it becomes a question, so we can get by like that. This is a very important point. I had some small questions, but I'm not going to ask them to save time. A more important question came up, so I'll focus on that one. And you raised a very important point that we're not pantheists, but then Shakti, Shakti, Mayor, Abheda, the energy and the energetic are non-different. So you kind of left us a little bit in doubt, you might say, because on the one hand, we're not pantheists, but you quoted Shastra and maybe some other Shastra, which confirms that that the energy and the energetic are non-different. So it sounds like pantheism. So Satyaraj Prabhu, he wrote in Back to Godhead magazine, nice article, where he talked about theism, pantheism, and panentheism. So panentheism means both immanent as well as transcendent. In other words, panentheism gives us the understanding of how it expands our understanding of the Lord, that he's not only one with his creation, but he's also beyond. Just like we say, Brahma, Paramatma, Bhagavan. So Bhagavan transcends, and then the Brahma Paramatma is more immanent in the creation. So I'm just thinking that this would be a solution, that that's true, that Krishna is non-different from his creation, but that doesn't mean we have to become pantheists, because that's not all of Krishna. That's Brahman Paramatma maybe, but it's not Bhagavan. There's also the transcendental dimension of the Supreme Lord, which is beyond his creation. So if we don't understand Bhagavan, then we become like pantheists, we can say. But the solution is to take into account the transcendental, ultimate dimension, we can say, of the Lord's supreme existence, which is Bhagavan, which is transcendental. Then we're saved. We don't have to become pantheists.
Beautiful form. Krishna, ultimate reality is a transcendental, very beautiful, very nice, attractive form. Form like us.
Very beautiful what?
Form, root.
Form.
Krishna, the ultimate reality is not impersonal. So impersonal feature is there, but ultimately it has transcendental, very beautiful, looks very beautiful, nice, very cute body.
The form is so beautiful that Srimati Radharani, she didn't agree with what you said in the class. You were saying that Lord Brahma is so expert, but Srimati Radharani, the gopis, they were thinking, no, he's not so expert because he created badly. He made eyes that have to blink. So we missed Krishna for a split second.
Krishna darshan interrupted by blinking of eyelids. So gopis, they did not appreciate that Brahma was very expert creator, is a foolish. Okay, that is all.
Maharaj, who is calculating or counting is going, who is counting or calculating Brahma's coming down through the stem for 100 years, meditating 100 years, and then he lived for 100 years. Who is calculating and who is, I have one little clarity because I'm little dull-headed. You're saying coming down 100 years, meditating 100 years, he lived for 100 years.
Your description is frankly described the Brahma entered Nirvata through the channel of the stream of the lotus with the speed of mind. You are not slowly, with the speed of mind, he went down continuous without any stop. Continuously you are going for 100 years, not this our year, Schlesinger's year. And still he could not, one point he felt some trouble in breathing, because for a long time he was the water, he had not taken breath. So some suffocation times and he could not hold a breath that came out with same speed, again many years took. And then some fresh air breathing, himself, and he realized that no, by my effort
I... Who reported this?
My question is, who reported? Yes, who is calculating or who is counting? It took 100 years going, 100 years coming, meditating 100 years, and he lived for 100 years. Who's 100 years? No, I'm not denying, challenging Bhagavatam. I'm trying to understand my human experience too. I'm human, I'm not a celestial or any other being. I'm just an ordinary living soul here in Alachua.
While I was reading this, of course this chapter description talk about 100 years. These are previous. So actually, this is also my question. This question was coming in my mind. But now I'm clear about question. Answer I don't know, but question I absolutely understand. Time itself, calculating what we can say.
I have answer.
Okay, Maharaj.
Here, hold on. Online
thing. No, it's just one simple answer is the Vedas are eternal. So the who is knowing this, who is reporting, it's all Veda. The Vedas are the source of the knowledge.
Then he will ask at that time, Veda were not existing. Veda came into existence. Anyhow, that good, very Krishna conscious answer is that. Very Krishna conscious answer theory that all calculated in Veda, Vedic literature.
But that Lord Brahma created the Vedas, that contradicts, because Lord Brahma created the Vedas. Yeah, that could contradict, but Vedas are eternal.
Yeah. This is very Krishna conscious answer.
Maharaj, I have two questions. First question is, when you say that Vishnu is everywhere, yeah, he's everywhere, what does that really mean? Like, in what form, what is his form? Like, he's everywhere. I was making garlands, I was thinking, okay, is Vishnu in this flower? And if he is, in what form he is? Is it an impersonal form, or his actual form, or is it four-handed, or is it two-handed? In what form Vishnu is everywhere?
Jita dekhaun tita shyama maya. Govind Lila Amrita described that. Spurit Krishna, that original form, Nanda Nandan, that form, Krishna is present, absolute reality. Again, when come Krishna is there in that form. But since our capacity of realization, if we are not on that platform, that one person as yogi, they may realize an impersonal feature like jyoti, and then yogi like Paramatma, 400 form, and for devotee, in the 200 form, Vishnu, or eventually if really Brajavasi, then they can perceive, they see the Shyam Sundar form, Nand Nandan or Yashoda Nandan, who is herding the cow. So, absolute reality is now two, same, Krishna, Dibhuj Krishna, Nanda Nandan Krishna, Yashoda Krishna. He is present in that form, that form, but our depends on our level of realization. We are not of that level, then we may realize, then we see as a light, as a jyoti, impersonal feature, and the yogi, they can see the Paramatma. See? Because Paramatma, vadanti tat tat vidas tattvam yaj jnanam adhyam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabd. So Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan, they are not separate. Vadanti tat tat vidas tattvam yaj jnanam adhyam. Krishna is one, not two, not many. It is from our realization that we see in from there. I will take little type of a story like there is one book, very celebrated book, Sisupal Badham. There is a poet very written about how Sisupal was delivered by Krishna. The one time, Krishna was sitting in Sudharma Sabha, Krishna in Dwarka, you see. And the long distance of sky, they filled the sun, punj, a light, like the various, like illuminating object they saw in the sky and they coming towards them. They say only that light, nothing, only the soul, the body was so effulgent, the effulgent body was nearing them. So they were, everyone was looking in the sky, what is the some luminary, some object coming out direction. One point, all the citizens, including Krishna, they realized that, no, he is not only light, he is some, it looks like some person, human being. 2 feet, 2 hands, but they could not realize who that person is. When the light came nearer, then they saw that it is Narada, it was Naradji. So when it was far away, he was Narada, and then come little near, that was also Naradji, and we came near, descended on that Sarma, that was Narada. Not that light was something other thing.
Naradmuni.
He was Naradmuni. But first of all, body was so intelligent, so long, long distance, it seems there's some light is approaching us, some illuminating body, illuminating thing. And one point, they realized that they could not be, who is that, that they, this much they know, the human being. But they could not realize Narada, Vedvyas, they could not. But one they came very near, that everyone was knowing, because Narada very frequently visited Dwarka. So almost everyone was knowing him. His character, Veena was also in his lap in him. So similarly, I say that when from long distance Krishna was seen, it was Narada, not that other thing was there. And when come near, then was Narada, and when descended right on the spot in Sudharma Sabha, he was Narada. So similarly, Krishna is Krishna. Advaya means he is not non-dual reality. And the Paramatma is separate, Brahma is separate, and Krishna is separate. Krishna is. So it depends upon if you are the flower you want to see, or you have developed your consciousness at that level, you can see face. Jita dekhum, तीतश्याममय है, लेकिन जिधर मैं देखता हूँ वहाँ कृष्ण ही दिखते। राधा रानी को तमाल वृक्ष में कृष्ण दिखते थे। तमाल, तमाल इज ब्लैक ट्री, इट इज नॉट लाइक इट, बट राधा रानी आई कृष्ण हिज हर आई वाज सो क्लियर, शी कुड परसीव, शी कुड सी, शी कुड फील द प्रेजेंस ऑफ कृष्ण इन तमाल ट्री। हियर शी बिकम समटाइम्स बिबिल्डर वेयर द ट्री आर कृष्ण हिमसेल्फ।
Okay. Thank you, Maharaj. One more question. I had two questions.
Okay.
Just one little question. So it is Lord, you mentioned that it was Lord Brahma who has created us.
He created our body.
He created, so he, you said he is a designer, engineer.
Hmm.
So the fact that we have a human body with two eyes and this and that and two legs, it is, he has the ingredients and then he molded us into a human being. So it is Lord Brahma who has done that.
Yeah. First of all, Brahma saw the beautiful form of Krishna, Divija. And Brahma, first the human being created in the, mind was created in the image of God. So he has in his mind Krishna, form of Krishna. So similar way he has created human. Krishna has two arms, so human, two eyes, nose, and everything. So man, human body, what is it? Brahma created image of, he has seen God, Krishna. Two legs, two arms, eyes, eyebrow, hair. So human being has imitation of the absolute reality, supreme reality looks like human being.
Christians, they know that also.
What
man
Krishna
is made in the image of God. Krishna.
Yeah, imitate. Krishna copy. Yeah, the Brahma. They are seen. They are okay. So this is material, that is spiritual, that he could Brahma Purna. But he used his all. It is described in Bhagavatam that Krishna, Brahma used his all expertise to create the human form. Human form. This is the human body is the like a masterpiece of whole creation. Brahmaji used his summon every ounce of his ability, his expertise, and created human. This is masterpiece of Srishti ka sabse uttam masterpiece of whole creation. Therefore, in Bhagavatam described, Krishna described, therefore this body should not be misused. This is absolutely for self-realization, God realization, reviving or lost relationship with Krishna. Because otherwise, if you are using this body for other purpose, it is being misused in our part, and if we lose the chance, then simply pashtayenge keval, roenge, sir patpitenge, pashtayenge, roenge.
Labdhas
durlabha midam bahusam bhavante manushya markhadam api turnam yatet napatet yanumiltuyav nihistreyasaya visaya nihistreyasaya turnam yatet nihistreyasaya Vishaya, Sanskrit, you can get anywhere and everywhere. But this opportunity of self-realization only and only completely available in human form of life. This is masterpiece of human creation, of Brahma's creation.
Okay.
One quick point, Maharaj. Brahma's 100 years, a thousand ages is a day of Brahma. So a thousand celestial years is one day of Brahma. So Brahma, 100 years is different from 100 celestial years. So when he go up the lotus in 100 celestial years and come down, that's different from his 100 years, much different. That clarifies it, right?
Okay, it is. I accept that. So here I should, because we are getting less really. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.